Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Today, I'd like to present to you Case 15 from the Mumon Khan, and it's called Tozan's 60 Blows, Ergo the Stick. So, when Tozan came to Unman for instruction, Unman asked, "Where have you come from?" And Tozan said, "From Sado." Unman said, "Where were you during the summer retreat?" And Tozan said, "At Hosu Monastery, south of the lake." Unman said, "When did you leave there?" Tozan said, "On the 25th of August." Unman said, "I spare you 60 blows." The next day, Tozan came up to Unman and asked, "Yesterday you spared me 60 blows, though I deserved them. I beg you, sir, where was I at fault?" And Unman said, "Oh, you rice bag! Have you been wandering about like that now west of the river, south of the lake?" At this, Tozan had great realization. So, Unman's commentary. At that time, if Unman had given Tozan the essential food of Zen and awakened him to an active Zen spirit, his family gate would not have become so desolate. Tozan struggled with himself in agony all through the night, and at daybreak came to Unman again. Unman gave him a further push to break through. Although Tozan attained realization immediately, he could not be called bright. Now I ask you, does Tozan deserve 60 blows with the stick or not? If you say he does, then all the trees, grasses, thickets, and groves should be beaten. And if you say he does not, then Unman is telling a lie, and perhaps Unman should be beaten. If you grasp this clearly, you are breathing through one mouth with Tozan. And here's the verse. I know this is a lot to listen to all at once. The lion has a puzzling way of teaching its cubs. The cubs crouch, leap, and spring back swiftly. Unintentionally, he gave a checkmate again. The first arrow was light, but the second went deep. So I ask you, are you wandering around like Tozan? Are you beating around the bush, or are you getting to the heart of the matter? We do this, don't we? When we don't want to do something, we procrastinate. When we don't want to face something, we rationalize and intellectualize. When something is difficult, we circle around the edges, hoping that we can enter little by little. Sometimes hoping we won't have to go any further, that'll be enough. And sometimes it is, but not in Zen, and not if you really want to get to the heart of the matter. And so we have naive Tozan just talking about where he's been geographically, not realizing that he's in Daisan, and the teacher wants to know where he's been spiritually. He wants to discern his consciousness. Have you eaten your rice gruel yet? Have you had an insight experience? And if so, how deep? Judging Tozan's answers and manner, Unman tells him, "I spare you 60 blows." In other words, you're not worth the trouble for me to give you 60 blows. I'll be wasting my time and energy. There's no way you are ready to be awakened. And this is a greater insult than actually receiving the 60 blows. So Tozan has a sleepless night trying to figure out what he did wrong. After all, he answered the questions honestly, which is true. But the guy is so driven and without any ego attachment, he very innocently goes back to Unman the very next morning to get it straight. He's totally open and says he deserves the blows. But Unman whacks him again, adding insult to injury by calling him a rice bag. "Man, you are worthless. Look at you wandering all about looking for something you already have. What the heck do you think you're doing here?" And wham, right there, Tozan has a great realization. No more wandering for Tozan. He's found what he was looking for within himself, spurred on by his adept teacher. Now, what helps Tozan, besides his honesty and egolessness, is his despair. His despair at not knowing what went wrong. He's totally open and very, very vulnerable. He has no idea. Literally, he has no ideas floating around in his head. Nor does he have any fear. He's determined to know. He's ready to receive. And that is really key. He's ready to wake up from the dream of his life. Now, we've seen this despair in other koans like Hakujo and the Fox, the young man whose finger was cut off by Gutei, and Kyogen's man up a tree. So this despair creates an opening, an empty space, which was unintentionally tapped by his teacher's harsh words. And in that moment, Unman was the perfect mirror for Tozan, showing him what he was doing. When Tozan saw his true nature, Unman then truly saw Tozan. So the school of hard knocks, that gets you to the heart of the matter right quick. The most rejection we get these days is to be rung out of Daisan or to have the teacher end up us. But just like the monks of old, we spend the early part of our lives building our ego just to have them knocked down in later life, not only by our teachers, but also by the vicissitudes of life, illness, old age, and death. But no matter how it happens, it leads us to despair. For who are we, if not the person we invented? And that very question leaves us open and reveals the perfect empty space, which, if we're lucky, gets touched by someone or something. So we see pretty clearly in this koan that we really don't attain enlightenment. It's really more like receiving it. We don't do anything, like Tozan. Just by being open and not doing anything, we get out of the way. Then Buddha nature reveals itself. In that sense, even if we had an enlightenment experience, we are all non-attained Buddhas. Which is why in the commentary, it says that Tozan could not be called bright. It wasn't really because he was slow or dumb or anything like that. It's just because he realized what was already there. He didn't attain anything. Buddha nature revealed itself to itself in the form of Tozan. And this is reminiscent of the koan Daitsu Chisu, where the verse says, if both body and mind are completely realized, a holy hermit does not wish to be appointed Lord. So in other words, once you are truly enlightened, once you truly know who you are, you wish for nothing more. In the commentary, there's a question, does Tozan deserve 60 blows with the stick or not? Well, Tozan thinks he did. Actually, there was no need for him to receive 60 blows. In a manner of speaking, he gave it to himself during his agonizing sleepless night, which primed him for his awakening upon the second blow. I guess 2 blows were enough for Tozan, but I jest. As I just said, Buddha nature revealed itself to itself in the form of Tozan. So Tozan is essential nature, and therefore is free and released from all duality, including deserving or not deserving any given numbers of blows. The thing that still strikes me, though, is the image of receiving 60 blows with a stick. It's so aggressive, so violent. But, as it has been said, we have to remember this is just a metaphor. And when I think of how tenacious the ego is, it takes an infinite number of blows to bring it down to size. We even have the expression, a blow to the ego, to connote failure or an unmasking. That's how we experience it, as aggression, a violation. We need the ego. It's our protection. It lets us know we're in danger. But unfortunately, it gets extended beyond basic survival. It just gets out of control. We spend so much time hiding behind the person we think we should be that we disregard the person that we are. We have to look at ourselves honestly and accept the fact that we are just who we are. We're angry and kind. We're generous and stingy. We're stupid and intelligent. We're selfish and caring. So we've got it all, both what we perceive to be the positive and the negative. And we're both human and divine. And it's the divinity part that we don't realize, that we forget. When we talk about self-acceptance, it's not just accepting yourself with all of your faults. It's also accepting the fact that you are divine, that you are more than who you think you are. So, in that sense, self-acceptance yields self-compassion. And both are a gateway to enlightenment. So Zen wants us to expose ourselves to ourselves, to be authentically ourselves, just as we are. How can we see who we truly are with all the baggage we add on to the sweet simplicity that is the root of who we are? A person of no rank, which is what you're going to talk about later. In the commentary, Mumon is telling us, "Knuckleheads, you're wasting valuable time going down roads that lead nowhere. You already have what you're looking for. Get to it, people." So let's look at the verse. They use the metaphor of how a lion trains their cubs. The Teisho explains that the lion will throw the cubs off a cliff a week after they are born, and then nurture only the cubs that climb back up to her. So the first line, the lion has a puzzling way of teaching its cubs. Like the lion, Unman has a tough way of teaching his students, stripping them of their egos through beatings and harsh words. When the monks realize they're not anything they thought they were, they are open and ready to awaken to their true nature. The second line, the cubs crouch, leap, and spring back swiftly. Tozan, the cub, crouches and wastes no time getting back up to face his teacher to get it straight, proving he's worthy of being nurtured. And the third line, unintentionally, he gave a checkmate again. Numan was thinking this monk is really a novice and not ready. But Tozan proves him wrong. He comes to realization at the second blow. Unman was bested and saw Tozan for who he really was. And the last line sums up the two blows. The first arrow was light. That primed him. The second went deep, where he received realization. So before concluding, I would like to return to the original question in the case. Where have you come from? Now, Sensei Ray asked me to answer this question in Daisan, and I couldn't do it. You know, I needed more time to meditate on it. But later I thought, now why couldn't I answer this question in Daisan? Where was my consciousness? Do I leave it on the cushion when I rise from meditation? Where's my consciousness most of the time? This question, where have you come from, is another way of asking, who are you? It is the basic question of Zen. At its heart, Zen is a spiritual practice. It teaches us that we are more than who we think we are, more than our conventional selves, which is what Tozan represents at the beginning of the koan. But how many of us remain Tozan pre-enlightenment? How many of us really see Zen as a spiritual practice? How many of us give it lip service but don't really buy into it? How many of us live our daily lives consciously, confident that we are this mystery, this mysterious presence, living from the heart of the matter? And if you don't, one of our Sangha members shared some advice she had received some years ago, which I'd like to share with you. And she said, even if you don't believe in your true essence, act like you do. So act. Act like you're living from the heart of the matter instead of beating around the bush. And you'll experience your life more fully. Thank you.